Fantasy Sports Show. It's the Wagner Wire, presented by Audiovisual Consultations.
What would you say you do here?
I don't like to brag, but I do a pretty convincing Omar from the HBO program The Wire.
I manage a baseball team.
Little League?
Fantasy.
All your fantasy sports updates.
Fantasy what?
Fantasy baseball. Got Matsui.
He's worth a million in prizes.
Obviously, you're not a golfer.
Hey, I got a hockey record.
That's interesting, man.
Now, the host from the East Coast. Here's Wags.
That was pretty classy.
All right. Good morning, Austin, Texas. On this, well, I was getting ready to say beautiful. That's usually just, it's kind of verbatim, or it's usually kind of routine what I say, but it's kind of like gloomy. Got a little fog over our Fairburg here on October 24th. Right now it's 70 degrees. It's going to get up to about 85, 86. That's going by the weather app. We're not sponsored by the weather app or anything, but just figured I'd give them a shout out. Anyways, it's the Wagner Wire, 1049, 1019 AM 1260, streaming live at hornfm.com. Every hour brought to you by Tom McKay and Audiovisual Consultations. Man, hey, the Longhorns and Cowboys on a bye this week, so got to get a little creative. A little bit creative. We're going to talk about that in a bit. What we're going to do, you know, it's Halloween. It's a theme, right? So kind of want to have a contest. Yeah, make sure you're listening throughout the 3 hours. We're going to be talking about this contest coming up. It's open all week long for you to submit your pictures, because that's what it involves. Pictures. Halloween costumes. The cat's out of the bag. All right, we'll talk about that in a little bit. But we got Al Walsh coming on in the second hour. Talk about all the green that you need in your pocket. First hour, you guys know what's up. We got to have Smash or Pass at 9:45 to wrap a bow on the bad boy. And then counting backwards, here in a little bit, we're going to get into the NBA and MLB. My goodness. Can money buy you a championship?
Well, we're going to find out.
Well, I mean, the Dodgers, it didn't. I mean, they offered all that money to all those players coming over.
Ah, but they got so close.
Doesn't matter. When you go all in like that, you have to. To me, you have to take down the crown.
But nobody expected this run from the Braves. Not even the Braves fans expected this run from the Braves.
Nah, I mean, that's what's beautiful about baseball. Like the Red Sox, they fell short, right? Like their run was real, and it was out with. It was without J.D. Martinez, too.
Yeah,
so.
It just dissolved. That's how I would explain it.
Well, I mean, it's a game. I mean, no pun intended. Baseball's a game of runs. It truly is.
Very ebb and flow like.
Right.
You get hot.
And
can you sustain that?
Sure. And people say there's no momentum in baseball. It's you know, your next pitcher. You know what I mean?
No. If there was no such thing as momentum in baseball, there would be no such thing as the rally cap.
Yeah, no, I feel it. Well, I mean, I think that's just.
You don't believe in the rally cap?
No. I don't.
The art of the curveball?
No. I mean, well, curveball is one thing. That's physics. But the rally cap, I don't know. I think that's. One, it's great. You know, it's good when you're in Little League.
Exactly. I don't mean to take you off tangent, but one day I was like visiting my hometown, right? And I went back to go do some PA for the Little League. And one of the coaches who happened to be like a friend from high school, right? Like he couldn't show up. He was a firefighter. Couldn't show up that day. He's like, yo, man, I know you're in town. Can you just coach the team? I know you know what you're doing. You'll be fine, right? And like this team hadn't won all year, so he's like don't worry about it. Just try to make them do the best they can. That team came within one run of winning that game, but the most fun of part of that experience was teaching them what a rally cap was.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, because that helped them build momentum, and like that was like the first time they had like legitimate fun playing the game. So
what, just from a rally cap?
Yeah, just because it came so close to winning.
Did they not win?
No, they hadn't
been
winning.
Did they never win before?
Yes, they hadn't been winning all year. So the fact that they came in within one run for them was huge. I thought they were going to be disappointed, but instead they were all excited.
Well, I don't know. To me, a lifetime
movie moment this morning, you know?
Oh, I don't know. I just always thought the rally cap was, I don't know. I enjoyed it when I was in Little League, I'll say that. But I don't know. I always...
No rally superstitions for you at
all? I don't think, not in baseball.
This
I don't
most
believe
superstitious
it.
Sport there is.
To me, it wasn't. Well, maybe I didn't play long enough, but I just, or in terms of, well, superstition, yeah, but in terms, I thought you, excuse me, I thought I heard momentum instead of superstition. But in terms of momentum, I don't believe but there's momentum
not,
in baseball.
They're not one and the same, though?
Superstition and momentum, no.
Yeah, I mean, if you feel, if you're superstitious enough to feel that if you do a certain, you know, segment or you do a certain thing a certain amount of times to ensure, or you wear the same piece of clothing, whatever, to ensure.
You think that gives you momentum?
Not necessarily to me, but I know I played with players out there that did. That did, and I'm sure there's players out there that still do. I'm sure there's guys that play, you know, like Sunday League or, you know, sports and recreation still with the Austin Sports Club here that probably wear, like, the same
for
socks
sure.
or something.
But I don't think wearing the same socks over and over gives me momentum into the game. I wear the same Thor socks on Thursday. I don't think that gives me momentum going into Friday.
Well, I mean, but are you wearing them to work in order to have a good day at work?
No, I'm wearing them because it's Thursday. No, I'm serious.
No, like, I know you are serious. That's fine.
In German, it's Donnerstag. Like, Thursday is Donnerstag, right? And,
yeah.
And it means thunder.
Ah.
It's old, like.
Makes perfect sense now.
Well, yeah.
But, like, see, that makes sense in the sense where it's like, okay, that all goes together. But superstition-wise, if.
Where are we right now? Is this a sports show?
It's a show about life and a little bit of life that consists of having the best fantasy picks possible.
All right. Okay, well, what the hell are we talking about? All right, Thursday. We're going down a whole bunch of might as well talk about some movies.
I'm just baffled that you don't believe in superstition at all.
Not in baseball.
Not in baseball. And that's where I'm just like, but it's the most superstitious sport.
Or, I mean, I guess I believe in some superstition, but
like,
I don't believe that superstition
like
turns
in.
You said that superstition turns into momentum.
Yes.
I don't believe that.
If you believe in superstition, though,
you
would think
it
does
happen. You're losing me, dude. You're losing me.
Look, let me just ask you this. Do you step on the foul line?
I don't care about the. I don't care
like when
about
you enter
the line.
Or leave the diamond.
It doesn't bother me.
Okay.
I try not to do it so I don't mess the line up. It's not about superstition. It's about, you know, the chalk looks beautiful and someone took the time and effort to make that line. It's not because I'm gonna go 0-for-3. It's just not. Like, I don't believe in that. I believe in scouting. I believe in checking out, knowing what the pitcher has in his repertoire. Knowing the count, knowing the situation of the game, and sometimes people zig and zag when you have to zag, and what I say by that, I mean breaking tendency. But it's about knowing when the curveball's coming or knowing when the hook's coming, Go ahead.
Can I ask you one thing?
Sure.
If you're on a cold streak, like if you have, like the yips when you're trying to play golf or whatever, right?
Will
you change an article of clothing? Like, you know how some baseball players, will go high-cuffed if they're on a, 20-game hitless streak all of a sudden. They don't normally go high-cuffed. Or they change a pair of shoes or some gloves, or they change the bat.
I don't know this. I don't know that I would. I have never done that before in my life. And I, at the risk of sounding arrogant, I'm just going to say it. Like, I never thought I had to do that because my mind was strong.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that people that do that have a weak mind, dude. I'm just not. But it's just like, I know that if I'm not hitting the ball, it's because I suck.
I thought you were about to go the totally opposite arrogant route and just be like, I don't know, man. I didn't miss that much. Just keep catching all these dubs, bro. I can't help it.
You're going to tell me that you're like Mr. Perfect from WWF. You just did everything.
No, Kurt, whatever his name was. Kurt Hennig, where he spit his gum and hit it. Spit his gum out and hit it. No, that was actually one of my favorite guys, actually. I loved him as a heel.
Oh, dude, he was fantastic.
Was you jinxed you and me a coke? All right, so I don't know. We're on. It's a good conversation in baseball with superstition and I believed if I was missing the ball, it wasn't because I was wearing the wrong pair of socks or the wrong undershirt. It's because I suck.
Totally understand.
And I can't see the ball. I'm just very practical.
No, it's great to get like this completely different view because I'm just like, wow. Fascinated by it, man.
I'm sure there's people out there, but I mean, again,
I was hoping that they would check in on the text line.
I'm 512-337-3776. You guys know the drill. We just dove right into it, but it's a good psychology conversation, psychological conversation that we're having here, right?
Yeah.
In terms of mental sports.
Yeah, because
mental,
it just wouldn't just be in baseball.
Psychology.
This would be in almost every sport.
For sure.
You know, but, lucky wristbands,
but when,
things like that.
When athletes do this, are they doing this because they don't want to admit that they're just having a really bad moment in sports? Or maybe like in soccer. For it's like players go up and down in soccer all the time. It's called form, right? Like,
yeah.
His skill is fantastic, but his form is low. Her skill is fantastic, but her form is low. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, you're describing
you hear that all the time
with baseball and how it flows in the game. It's the same deal.
So to me, in going back to your superstition thing, I don't think putting on socks makes that big of a difference. I think for me, it's I'm not seeing the ball well. I'm not seeing the rotation when it comes out of the pitcher's hand. That's just in terms of baseball. In terms of football, you know, I'm not reading the guard. I'm not reading the guard. I'm not reading the full. But the triangle. Well, they don't even use the triangle there. That's old school football. Now it's just run and shoot football or RPO football.
Oh yeah, it is all run pass option.
I mean, it really is, dude. It's like you used to focus on the two guards and the. In the fullback, that's what they would call the triangle, or at least that's what I did when I played up in
linebacker.
Maryland. But yeah, I mean, and you know, the guards usually take you to the play if you're reading that, unless you get an influence block or whatever.
Yeah, there's still some principles that can still.
Sam, you know what I'm talking about? Sam played
that.
Nose guard. He knows what. Look at McNeil over there. We talked about that last week. Sam plugging holes.
My job was plug holes, and then if somebody hits you, fall over.
Calls the pile. Sam, Sam wanted to play in the XFL.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
you know
bro.
That?
It was gonna be. I almost said a bad word. It was going to be awesome.
Yeah, it would have. I would have watched you play in the XFL. You got the hair for it. Definitely got the look.
Zay had me on the Husky Gardner Minshew for a while, and I think that's still pretty accurate. If anything, I've just gotten huskier. So.
Not at all, man. Come on, dude.
No.
You're living the dream, brother. Working all night long, working all day long, not even getting a break. Great. That's the land of occupation. Yay. All right, man. Back to sports. So did you watch any of the game last night? Any of the National League Championship?
Just
series?
The very ending.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was like on the run.
Because you said you were surprised that the Braves.
Yeah, I mean, it just like throughout their whole season. Like this just
no
didn't
doubt.
Look like
I mean,
a
they've
team.
Had ups and downs too, injuries.
Yeah, but major injuries. So this didn't look like a team that was going
to
be.
I was going to say, yeah. Like and, major injuries.
And obviously, you know, I'm like. I catch my baseball because it's like, my fourth favorite, well, like sixth favorite.
Sorry, one more time. Next time we go deep dive into that, can you give me some cerebral music? It just hit me, and I'm only saying it right now because I don't want to admit, like, I don't have a pen to jot the idea down.
Don't want to forget.
All right.
And I don't want to forget, you know, my ADHD in
we'll
my memory.
Yeah,
let's put it on tape here. Let's put our ideas on tape here. Oh, we were supposed to do the shout out. I see you.
Oh wow.
Club music, house music.
Yeah,
we got to do that.
We'll get there.
We're doing that too. We got so many ideas to rock with you guys today.
Cut the tape right there.
Oh, man. Okay.
Mark it.
Hold tight. Let's go to the Specs text line real quick. We got people. I just noticed we have new people chiming in. New conversations to talk to. Victor Cruz. Thank you for your service, Victor Cruz. Speaking of superstitions, did you throw away your chart? Yes. Okay. There you got me. I knew it. Okay, stop.
All right.
So this is the one thing that you do, and this is so stupid, but this is not a matter of confidence. This is a matter of knowing the weather, okay? So Cruz chimes in, and he says, speaking of superstitions, did you throw away your charms from the MREs while deployed? Charms equals bad juju. Bet me.
Yes,
know.
I get what you're saying there.
So it's,
now, what is a charm from an MRE?
Charm is a little piece of candy. It's a little block square.
Is it like a lifesaver?
Kind of. I mean, it's, yeah.
Right.
For more intense, you know, for lack of better terms, it is a lightsaber. But what you do sometimes is, like, some people will put it in their water just because they're tired of drinking. They just want a little
water.
But, I mean, you do get, like, some Gatorade packets that come there. But it ain't
it's not
like
the same.
Gatorade, bro.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't the whole meal powdered anyways? You don't want more powdered drink.
Nah, it's dehydrated. It's not, well, it's not dehydrated to a sense. Mostly, it's just weird. The meals are not good. Actually, the chili mac is banging.
That I've
dude.
Had.
The chili mac is all right.
Rest in peace, Nally's chili mac.
So the thing is you're not supposed to eat these charms or else it'll bring bad weather. And you know, usually you'll see the dumb private or whatever that's new to the fleet, and he's just sitting there eating the charms like with a
look of disdain,
poop eating grin on his face, and. Beef wrap slaps. Get out of here. No, never get warm enough, dude. All right. Hold on. We're going to have to get the MRE menus in here, man. The MRE chefs. I want to hear the best chefs. That's a great, oh man, now we're going down a different road. I can't wait for this. All right. So anyways, these charms, okay? So usually what I would do, I would give them to the Iraqi children.
Yeah.
All right. Because, I mean, we weren't allowed to eat them. Well, I mean, I just wanted them to have something cool. I didn't want them to think we were just bad people. You know what I mean? I didn't want them to think that we were just there to occupy their land. I wanted them to think that we had a mission and we actually had a heart. You know what I mean? So I threw a little charm. I was trying to win the hearts and minds of the little children there. So anyways, that's what we do, but then it would be all for naught because the kids would just fight over them. So,
oh, wow. Just causing a ruckus. Sucks,
dude, yeah. Here I am just making a mess.
Yeah, now you're just starting bum fights. Yeah, that's what you were doing.
That's all we were doing, man. But anyways, no, it was, yeah, you never did that. Chicken and salsa was amazing. Veggie meal. What?
How'd you make that?
You do get veggie cheese omelet. Oh, yeah. Well, what about the four fingers of death?
What is that?
That's old school. It's like the Frankfurters.
The Vienna sausage? Yeah.
Bro, you got to go double heater with the beef. Oh, yeah, heater on both sides. See, this is what I'm talking about, man.
There's some real ingenuity here.
But then you got a rat F, and you know what I'm talking about. You got a rat F, like, another MRE, just to get a heater. Unless, there's a heater out there. There's usually a spare heater in that box.
You know what I'm talking about.
There's usually a spare heater in that box. All right, going down a rabbit hole, man.
Let me ask you this. You ever watch any of those dudes that do the reviews on these MREs on YouTube? There's this one guy that has a huge following, and I remember, going down that rabbit hole for a little while.
West Ham and Tottenham in the 63rd minute. Go ahead. What's up? I'm sorry.
You ever seen these guys on YouTube that review,
do the menu?
Like the MREs, they review them, but they get them from, like, different countries and different eras and stuff?
No, I'll tell you what. I had one from England that was just terrible.
Really?
Yeah, the British MRE, that was awful.
I've heard good things about the Italian MREs.
Mm-hmm. No.
Like, everything is, like, fantastic.
I'm trying to think. I've never had... Well, I'm sure. I mean...
Yeah, like, their coffee is amazing.
You probably got, like, the beef wrap. Yeah, it's probably, like, the espresso coffee and stuff like that.
And their chocolate is, like, terrific chocolate.
Yeah, I'm sure, like a Hershey bar, you know? Well, I don't even think... You get a Tootsie Roll.
Tootsie Roll.
There's a Tootsie Roll in the MRE, from what my memory recalls. And this dude... Tuna casserole. Why would you even put yourself through that?
That's an option.
Why would you put yourself through tuna casserole, dude? No, that goes to the new privates that come to the fleet. Anyways, man, what do you got? What's your all's questions for fantasy football? Let's get these coming in here. I'm starting to live bad memories here. Starting to be forced. Oh my God, country captain chicken. When they made you eat the country captain chicken, the triple C.
Wait, what is that?
I don't even know what that is. What was that? Did you hear that chime? Did you hear the chime?
Yeah, I heard a chime too. What's going on, Sam?
What's going on?
Is that superstition?
I have no idea what's going on. All right. The chime was going on. All right. How about superstition? We talked about superstition with Major League Baseball. I'm just not buying it.
Because I felt that when those players that, could you imagine, like, when Big Papi was in his prime and then if he went on a slump, him wearing, high cuff pants, I think that would be an admission of that he's in a slump and that is trying to actively break said slump. He has no other way of doing it.
All right. But again, that is probably him doing that, but isn't that goes back to me thinking that it's on athletes not owning up to the fact that they're just playing like crap.
I felt that is an admission of it.
I don't know. I just feel like that's what it is. You don't want to accept that you're playing bad.
But as we were talking about these MREs, wait. I'm not going to go back to it. But
just admit that I'm right.
Yes. Wait. Look, I'm just going to say though. After having seen all the MREs, it reminded me that you're Marine trained, and it reminded me of the Marine that recently, stopped that dude that had the gun that was trying to hold up the store. Like he was just
an air winger too, baby.
Yeah, so it was all
not,
like,
I'm sorry, I didn't mean it like that.
But the quote was yeah, for real, right? But the quote was like, he's like, hey, I'm Marine trained, I just react, and
that's it,
that's where I'm like, oh, that's what you're probably thinking, and that's like how you're trained. So like that makes total sense that you wouldn't believe in superstition, you know?
Well, I mean, I do believe in superstition. I just don't think that it's the reason why I'm playing poorly or playing better,
or that momentum could possibly shift.
Correct.
Gotcha.
And going back to it, they say the old adage in baseball is the only superstition in baseball is the starting pitcher for the next day. So I don't know. We'll leave you guys with that. Yeah. We'll take a break and then we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit of NBA and then get into college football. Wild day around the campuses of college football, man.
But was it good?
I don't know. It was good for Texas. We didn't lose. But we didn't play!
Now, back to the Wagner Wire.
Welcome back to the Wagner Wire, 104.9, 101.9 AM, 1260, streaming live at hornfm.com. We got a lot of people on the Specs text line saying, hey, man, just jumped in. What's going on? You know, I didn't hear the topping question. You know what? We didn't even get into coming in hot either. We don't, I mean, not that. I guess we already came in hot. Oh, we already came in hot. Look at Sam just up there waiting. Hey, and she sometimes just whisper in my ear, hey, you coming in hot? You coming in hot or not?
I was giving you this, bro. I was fanning myself.
Were you fanning me? What was I talking? I'll come in hot right now. Dune is gonna be movie of the year.
You didn't see it yet?
You went to go see it. You said,
oh, okay.
Right?
I've seen it three times since Thursday.
Three times,
and it's 3 hours long.
Wow,
it's a long.
You know why? Okay, and we'll get into this real quick, but I just want to do this Dune synopsis. Everyone already knows how Dune ends. If you've read the book. That's fantastic. You've already done yourself the best service possible because it's probably, in my opinion, I've read a lot of book. Like, I'm not a savant. I'm not a scholar like Trey Elling, but because I mean, this dude reads like 4 books a week.
He reads a lot, dude.
Wow, a lot. He does. I mean, he's got books on pots.
I have a couple books.
I mean, like he really, and he's turning out. You know what? Two or three podcasts a week
easily.
So I mean, he's a speed reader, man. He flies, and he retains the knowledge, too, which is fascinating. It's just remarkable. But anyways, like I hold Dune up there in probably the top five of greatest books ever written, and not just of fiction. I mean, it's – well, most of the books that I read are fiction. But, I mean, it's up there, man. It is
–
my good Frank Herbert, it is – he wrote a masterpiece. And what this adaption – brought on the screen was done so well because it was not rushed. Like it is the first part of the book and it's 3 hours long. Whereas the one back in 1984 was done, you know, 3 hours, 4 books consolidated in the 3 hours.
Oh yeah. We had this discussion before we got on.
Not gonna work.
I believe it was because it went through multiple cuts, you know, the director was trying to keep it at its original length, which was supposed to be like a 6 hour runtime or something like that.
David Lynch wanted that movie to be ridiculously long.
Right.
That
like
was the
9-10 hours or something. It should have been a series.
Sit through it. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's kind of what he did with like Twin Peaks and stuff like that. And he tried to kind of, you know, branch out,
right.
But
now there was a Dune series after that.
Yeah, I remember that too.
I don't know if y'all have ever heard of. There was a movie called. It's a movie about a version of Dune that never happened. It's called Alejandro Jodorowsky's Dune.
Okay,
and it is ridiculous the amount of talent that he was stacking up to put Dune the movie together. Like a lot of people don't know. I can't remember the artist's name, but the guy who designed the xenomorphs for Alien,
right.
He was working on it,
yeah.
And as one of the, you can see the concept art, he literally had the xenomorph designed for Dune.
Oh, yeah.
Already.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because he talked about this in Alien.
And then, yeah, exactly. And then the movie got scrapped, never happened, kind of reworked it a little bit, but it's almost exactly the same thing. It's a different color. I think the other one was like fleshy colored.
Yeah.
And this one's like black. And that's about it. But just the amount of crazy talent that went to waste trying to make Dune. Before they handed it over to David Lynch is really interesting. You should check it out, honestly, if you're a Dune head.
If you have the link to that, please.
Oh yeah,
let me have that.
It's like probably a 2 hour documentary. It's a bit of a commitment for sure, but it's really interesting.
Dude, I'll watch. You know me.
Oh yeah,
I'll go down any hole.
Yeah,
you know that.
Oh yeah.
Bada bing.
I'm still sore.
All right. But no, I thought in one the first time I experienced Dune, the new Dune was on Thursday night for the premiere, and
where'd you see that?
At the IMAX.
Oh, and
like 4D.
Oh, so was it worth the money?
Yes. And at first, I didn't think it was going to be. I was just like, $22.
Yeah, it's okay to be skeptical.
What the hell? You know what I mean? And then, so you sit in there, and if I don't know if you guys have ever been to Universal Theater's ride.
Never.
Oh, well, I have, but which one?
I just pick one. Where the chairs, like...
Oh, like Back to the Future?
Like Back to the Future, Days of Thunder, where the chair, where the seats actually move.
Yeah, it takes you through a little journey.
Well, this, it's supposed to make you feel completely immersed in, in the film, right? So, and I mean, when I talk about complete immersion, when the ships are landing, right? Yeah. And I'm trying not to spoil, like, most of the movie. Well, it's on HBO Max anyways now. So if you don't have it, you should.
That's
should.
Where I saw it.
So as the ships are coming in and landing, right, the seats come back, and it's like they're coming down for landing, too. It's almost like, it's so badass.
Okay.
And then there was one thing that tripped me out a little bit. Like, there was, like, they showed a scene where there was, like, burning flesh or whatever, and it gave it, you know, put off this smell that
what? I mean, smell-o-vision too?
Well, nothing smells like, not to get crazy.
Nothing smells like flesh.
But anyways,
I was gonna say, are you sure you weren't just having like a flashback or something?
No, but dude, I mean, you say that, but I mean, I had to grip my seat and almost walked out. Like
really?
Like I had a moment.
Wow.
I had a moment.
I kind of want to go see it.
I was just like, wow. Like that's how real it was making me feel, like the 4D.
That's crazy.
And you did this to yourself twice?
No. I didn't go see it. I didn't go see it in 4D twice. No, the matter of fact, the second time I watched it is when I got back to the house because it was midnight. And I was just like,
animal.
Because there's so much that you miss in the first viewing, right? The first screening. Mm-hmm. It's just you watch it's what I call a surface watch. You watch what's right there on this right there in front of the screen, right?
Yeah, it's just the experience.
Exactly. You're just getting all of it. You're getting the water sprayed in your face, which was really cool. I mean, it was like rain.
What?
Yeah, it was like rain coming down. It was awesome.
I would go spend the money for this experience
And I'm telling you right now, the one thing that I could have done without is when the fight scenes, like with Duncan Idaho and everything, all the kinetic fight scenes, the shake or the seat shakes.
Oh, it's got that WWE production value where
it's
like,
and that's the one thing I could have done without. Like my back was a little bit sore, but I mean, I'm 40. I'm a man. I'm 40. You got Mike Gundy on there. That's really the only downfall that I have, or the only bad thing that I have to say
about.
No motion
sickness stuff?
Nothing, dude.
Okay.
Nothing, man. It was a phenomenal ride. It's a three-hour Universal Studio ride.
Oh,
three-hour tour. You're paying $20 for it. That's $22.
Dude, sounds like a good deal, honestly.
It was fantastic. But
that's only like $7 an hour.
Yeah, but I mean, if you do get sensitive, if you are sensitive to like motion sickness or whatever, I can see how that was probably, it could be a problem for you or whatever.
Yeah, definitely.
But it was a great experience.
Oh, when you say 4D, do you also get like the 3D view?
It's a 3D view. So they give you glasses when you enter the theater as well. And I mean, it's just,
dude, that's awesome.
It's fantastic.
I thought we were past that now. I thought we didn't need 3D glasses anymore.
Well, I mean,
yeah, what happened to that, right?
Like you need the 3D to see the format of the screen, right? Like, you need to see it coming at your face.
But
it's
remember
crazy.
How they used to try to push 3D TVs, and then, like, they were like,
I remember that. Yeah. But, I mean, in an IMAX, when done in great detail for this, well, I mean, that's just it. Not every movie is made for 3D.
Yeah, there's only two movies that will get me to go see it in 3D, and it's completely based on the setting. If it takes place in space, or if it takes place underwater. And then I am 100% there for the 3D.
Well, you're there with this then, huh?
Oh yeah, I'll check this out. Especially,
what did you think? I mean, it was well done, right? Did you see the first version?
First version meaning
of Dune.
Oh yeah. David Lynch's
piece. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I watched that one. This is absolutely better. Easily.
100%.
It's
a different movie. It is the book.
It is. It's a lot closer to the source material. I was really surprised with how, and I mean, I get it. Like,
we're
marketing.
Just gonna call this Sam Stash right here. Okay,
sure. All right, let's go with that.
I get the marketing angle of saying, Dave Bautista and Zendaya, and you know, all these people are in it. Mm-hmm. Dave Bautista's got like 30 seconds of screen time, maybe. I legitimately do not remember him doing.
You could tell
anything
he was doing another
movie.
Project. You could
exactly.
He was doing another project.
And Zendaya, same thing. She was in it for
Spider. Yeah.
A minute?
But her
two.
But next, her role picks up.
I'm sure.
Well,
but
if you read, you know that the role comes next. Like the big stuff comes in the next movie. This was just a setup, dude. That's the thing. Like, this was a fantastic movie, and this just laid the foundation.
I think they could have held out a little more. I think if they really weren't going to have them that sparsely, they could have, you know, saved them to be some big bads or some big goods or, you know. Like, why'd they waste them for these little, I mean, what, Dave Bautista, I mean, all he does basically is say, yes, sir, and then walk off screen. Like, what?
He does a little bit more than that. But what?
See, too, that was the problem. I got them all confused. It's a little racist, but they're aliens, so it's not racist because they don't exist. But they all looked the same. They were all bald and, like,
would you
weirdly.
Say it's speciesist?
Yeah, it's specious. Sure, let's go with that.
Specious.
But they were like powder-looking mofos, you know what I mean? And they all looked exactly the same to me.
Well, it was their outfits.
It was, too. They all had the exact same clothes.
Well, except for when the... I don't want to give it away.
Right.
Like, but let me ask you this. But in Star Trek, though, right, all the Borgs are bald.
Okay.
I'm right. Not a Trekkie. I've never seen Star Trek.
But I had an ex-girlfriend that was, so I watched a lot of it.
You don't have to make excuses. That's all right. You can like Star Trek.
Oh, that is an excuse.
It's 2021, Justin. You
can
like Star Trek.
You can like it if you want. I just haven't seen it.
No. It's just
you're allowed to do that.
I know. But when you're just watching a series just because you have to, you know? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's just like you begrudgingly like learn this stuff?
Like why I watched Desperate Housewives. Oh, I had to. Oh, that was. Oh, don't force me. Bree Vanderkamp, don't Jeez. Force me.
Okay. I mean, if I legitimately enjoyed it, you
have
know
I said
I'd be
Al
the
Walsh
first one to tell you.
On the show today?
Yes, you have.
All right, Al Walsh is coming on the show. I swear we are going to talk sports. But yes, Dune was a fantastic review. That was a good Sam Stash there, buddy.
Impromptu, but
you know
it was
what?
Fun.
I miss it. We need Sam Stash back. We do. We need it back. Let's rock it in here sometime. But no, overall, I give Dune a 9.2 out of a 10.
Okay, and that's not just the experience
and
at
dude,
the theater,
I was,
right?
And I was hyping this thing up, too. Like, I was, and it could have easily let me down.
Oh, with your
easily
expectations that high?
Easily, yeah. And it did not. Like I said, I've seen it 3 times since. It's fantastic. It will hold water. It will hold water. All right, we got to take a break. On the other side, we have some Smash or Pass. That's right. Get your gaming contestant hats on. We also got to talk to you about this Halloween costume promo. That's right. It's going to be a good one. Don't go nowhere. It's the Wagon Wire. 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260. You got those MREs ready? Heat them up! I got a zit under my skin. It's really... Nah, I can't even go. No, I'm not going to flirt with it. I can't do Doom like that. Can't be talking about zits. Welcome back to the Wagon Wire. 1049, 1019, AM 1260. Streaming live at hornfm.com. West Ham on top of Tottenham right now in the 88th minute. I'll give you the stoppage time once it is presented by the referee here. Listen to the Wagon Wire, 1049, 1019, AM 1260. It is time. Now, that is MF Doom, all caps.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Really good. Wow. I mean, can you even call him underground? Like,
yeah, I would still say so. You had to be one of those people that was really into the music on the Adult Swim beats. That's how I found him. And, like, once I heard the bump, you know how they had those Adult Swim bumps? They would play a lot of him. And then they gave out free albums at one point. It was like... LCD Sound System. He was one of the albums, like one of the free tracks that they would let you download for free. And after that, I kind of just explored the rest of the discography. But yeah, I would still say underground. He's probably not well known to like the casual hip hop fan because his style is just so different.
I'm gonna say sadly, yeah. Honestly,
you still think he's underground?
I talk
Smash
to
or
enough.
Pass, is he underground?
I talk to enough people who have no idea what I'm talking about when I say the name MF Doom. That it makes me sad, like actively.
That is sad.
I think about it.
That is sad.
On almost a daily
basis. You know
what?
I think that's the one thing the three of us have is we have appreciation for MF Doom.
I was surprised that
I would say that this fan base does too.
I was surprised that you said that you listened to him.
Really?
And then Sam was all like, oh yeah, I have Wax, have you? And then he knew more. And I was like, what, you both? I was like, yeah, man, I've been listening to him since like the Adult Swim days, like in the early 2000s.
I hit him right before going into the Marine Corps. I learned from him out of Maryland, and then, you know, just by the grace of God, my roommate also listened to him, and I was just like, wow.
Well, because you both were talking about Mad Villainy, and I was like, that album
that was just from Mad Villainy right there. That bump music right there.
Yeah, I'm like, that's the one that got me hooked.
Yeah.
But his style is just so different.
Well, get us hooked on some Smash or Pass. You got any of that circus music in there?
Welcome to America's favorite radio game show.
Is it?
Smash or Pass.
You know it. It's like
today's
the only one.
Contestants, Adam Wagner, Sam Pikachu, and all of you. Now, here's your host, Justin the Smash Simmons.
It's primarily because I don't think there is another, you know, game show on the radio anywhere in America. But anyways, you were talking
by default,
baby.
Yes.
Default, the best two words in the English language. No, I know it's one word. I'm just playing. That's the Simpsons quote. I know you guys know.
Yes.
Anyway, so it's the bye week, right? You talked about that. And I'm assuming that everybody out there has had a chance to let the seasons marinate in their head. They can do a little review. So, smash your pass.
Man, are we going to... Okay.
Yeah, Austin Football Club is having a worse year than the University of Texas football
team. Man, why the negative? Why are we the negative? Yes, obviously they are. They're the worst in the... They're the bottom of the barrel, man.
Still, yeah, already officially leave.
You going to the match tonight?
No, or today? I'm not. I was going to ask you the same thing. And it's not because that they're bad. I would go if I had the time, but I have to work. That's why I had to leave a little early from the show. So I got a couple of those games to cover. And their kickoff is at 4.
4 o'clock.
Yeah. But no, even with that one win that they had that looked impressive, no, it has not been a good season. But yeah, what would you say? Smash your pass here, Wags.
What's the question?
Again, Austin Football Club is having a worse year than the University of Texas football team.
Smash.
Smash, totally smash. How about you, Pikachu?
Sorry, I'm messing with my headphones. They done broke.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
Look what you've done.
Austin Football Club is having a worse year than University of Texas football team.
I 100% agree, and that's purely because I like Hayden.
Okay.
So why can't you ask me if like Sam Darnold over Tom Brady?
Oh, stuff because like that. That's too much. Okay. Oh, wait. All right.
No, I don't want to take you out of your routine.
No, it's okay. Let's go ahead and steer it back towards the real
sports.
No, do
what you need to do, dude.
We're all good, man. Look. I was going to ask you this anyways. The NBA season has just tipped off, right?
Okay.
Smash or pass, the Bucks will repeat as NBA champions.
I'm going to say pass.
Pass.
It's very hard to repeat. And I know that the team actually got better. I mean, I was listening to Doris Burke over the week, and as a matter of fact, the opening game that the Bucks were in, the Bucks look fantastic, but I just think it's hard to repeat. It's hard to win the NBA championship. Do you know the statistics behind repeating? It's just tough, man. And LeBron James ain't on that team.
I know, but the Lakers didn't look impressive necessarily.
Well, we'll see how this Russell Westbrook experiment works out there with him at point guard, but I don't think the way that the Lakers will be utilizing Westbrook, it should not be from a bombardment of threes from behind the arc. It should be a lot of slash and cut, a lot of motion offense, and then honestly, he should bring it up, but you know that he's going to be finding people in the right positions or trying to draw the defense in. And when he's drawing the defense in, you better be cutting to the basket as well.
Now, I will
say, Westbrook gets people open shots if he's utilized correctly.
Now, I will say this. I understand that he's a little bit older, but athletes can last a lot longer nowadays with the proper science, right? But do you think that maybe...
I'd say with the proper fitness.
Yeah. The nutrition and everything else behind it, sleep patterns and everything like that. But do you think he can continue to play like the Russell Westbrook we've already seen?
Yeah. Because
everybody slows down to father time eventually.
I don't see Russ slowing down. Like, I mean, he was getting triple-doubles because he had to get triple-doubles. You know what I mean? Well, not necessarily with Bradley Beal, but... He was basically a lot of the output of the offense.
Yeah,
he's got a lot of talent around him now, and he's not going to be allowed to do that with LeBron James on the team.
No, that's true.
It's real.
But it's just that, you know, players, the prime, like it's possible that could have been his best season ever, and that's it. The downturn starts now. That's what I'm concerned about, and that's what it feels like. Same question. The NBA season just started. Smash or pass. The Bucks will repeat as NBA champions.
I'm going to have to pass on this one. I think basketball is just too player-driven of a sport, and I just think that without some Rona season going on, they just don't have the players there. Because, I mean, like even you guys were saying, you know, you're not talking about the team winning. You're talking about a LeBron putting in work. Or, you know, you're talking about a player putting in work rather than that, and there's just not enough there.
But they have Giannis... Giannis has been like one of the best players in the NBA.
You asked smash or pass. We said pass.
I'm just shocked. I'm going to say smash. I really don't think there's another team that's going to be consistent. And even with the Lakers,
we'll see whatever you want us to say next.
No, I'm just saying it's a total smash though. Bucks are going to repeat. You heard it here first. That's because I'm a Mavs fan.
Okay.
Because I already know the Mavs are going to barely make the playoffs, but at least they won last night. So
I'm sure there's a lot of people that agree with you.
Not too many. I don't run into too many Mavs fans around here in Austin, surprisingly.
Wait, and somehow you're still mad at us?
No, I'm not mad at anybody. All right, so Halloween is coming up. It's just next week, right?
I love it.
Smash or pass, it's acceptable to take your children downtown to see the debauchery that is drunken Sixth Street Halloween.
How old are your children? It could be a life lesson to the kids.
But I mean, I've seen people taking kids down the street in like strollers and like walking about, you know, while everything is going on. And I'm talking about
get a babysitter, man.
Wait. So smash or pass on this one for you, Wax. Pass. You should probably not take your kids downtown to witness all this.
No. I'm saying pass too, but I want to have a follow-up question for Wags. So if you're saying the age matters, right?
Yeah.
When is Reed catching this lesson? When is Adam Wagner taking his own son?
I don't even go down there.
Okay, but when is he getting this lesson, bro? Right? You said he's got to learn somehow.
Yeah, so what's the
boy's got to learn.
What age does Reed get
I'd say 14, 15, where he's at right now. You take him down there. Hey, what was that? Oh, I don't know.
I think he would be the most appreciative at the age. Heck, I was the most appreciative at the age going there when I'm like 25 as I am now. So, I mean, really, it just keeps on giving.
Like, I haven't been downtown. I haven't experienced the Austin scene, but I have experienced the Honolulu and Waikiki scene.
Yes, during Halloween?
During Halloween.
Is it the same? I imagine it's the same.
I don't know. I haven't seen the one in Austin yet.
But it's shoulder to shoulder all of Sixth Street.
Wow, that's fantastic. But I'm talking about like the cosplay and the costumes that you see. Like, it's fantastic. It's outrageous.
Okay, like we obviously understand, right? There's going to be skimpy costumes.
No, but I'm talking about like the level of creativity that you see.
Yes.
Like, the skimp's there regardless. Like there's skimpy cosplay all the time, but I'm talking about like for me, what gets me with the cosplay is if it's a video game cosplay, like, whoa, how did you make that? Where did you find that?
Oh, yeah. Like, how did you craft that fiberglass?
Like, somebody walks down the street like Kratos, and it's a legit Kratos. I'm like, dude.
Yeah, the makeup time just to get all that done.
Right. Like, or who's like a Laura Croft. Like obviously, that's going to get my eye, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, if it's done well, like, I mean, if you have, like, the 45 harnesses on the legs, I mean, my God.
I was going to say, done well. It's like cargo shorts and a tank top, bro.
You can do it sloppy.
But you have to have the glasses.
You can do it sloppy.
You got to have those circle glasses.
You know what I'm talking about, Sam.
I know what you're talking
about. You can do it sloppy. you got to do that one really tight.
But here in Sixth Street during Halloween, you'll also see that. You'll see like group cosplay. So you'll see like everybody went as Mario Kart one year and they actually had like the carts over them and they were dressed as the Nintendo characters. You know, that's just to go to a bar.
No,
or
I'll tell you.
Or like when 300 was big, of course, you had like 25 people
Spartans.
Just rolling around.
Like that's
seen Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles done really well. I've seen like robotics. So, I mean, like spectacle
like
wise.
Like Iron Man, like you can't half-ass. Like, you can't show up with like just a foam Iron Man suit. Like, you got to have a badass suit. I'm sorry, man. Leave that at home, dude.
I love
you
the foam
abs. You can't just show up with like a Hulk knuckle. You know what I mean?
Just like the knuckle.
Like, so I'm gonna be Thor for Halloween, right?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not rocking a leotard or a cape. You know what I mean?
No onesie.
I'm taking the approach where, you know, I do have Mjolnir with me, right? But I'm also bringing an umbrella, and I'm taking my snowboarding jacket that's got like flannel and a hoodie built into it, and I'm gonna rock like his disguise that he has on Earth or whatever. Like, you can't. Of course I'm not going to look like Thor. You got to disguise up, bro. But, I mean, you have Mjolnir next to you. You mean, well, what's that? In case something happens, you know, you shake the umbrella out, and then it turns into Mjolnir. I got a way to do it.
I like the creativity on
that
one.
That's what you got to do. You got to be creative, man. You can't just be copycat.
Now, will you come dressed like that next week?
Depends on your next Smash or Pass question.
Depends on my next Smash or Pass question. But you are not taking the kids downtown.
No,
you're not taking the kids downtown.
I'm passing there too.
Yeah, I would prefer that you leave your kids downtown, Austin. I mean, I get, you know,
have fun. Get a babysitter.
Yeah.
Or get your mother-in-law.
And I'm trying to have fun too. I don't want to have to watch my
in-laws. Get the in-laws to do it.
Just keep not having kids. That's honestly the smartest thing to do, guys.
I don't know. Procreate.
All right, Lilic. So this one is really, really random. All right, so I was in San Antonio.
They've all been random, dude.
Sorry, like, man. That's just how it kind of works, right? Went to a place to eat sushi in San Antonio, right? And I noticed on their menu there was no sushi. So after about 10 minutes of waiting, the server came back and told us, oh, there's a sushi shortage, and it's off the menu right now. Dude, that's like 80% of this place's menu. Smash or pass, it would probably be best to put that on their website to begin with.
Or a sign on the door.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Absolutely.
Sam?
I'm smashing on that. Put a sign up.
I'm going smash, bro.
All right. Thanks for playing along, everyone.
That's going to do it for hour number one. Hey, on the other side of it, man, we're going to get into it. All your fantasy football questions. They've been coming in on the Specs text line. We'll be repeating them and addressing them as well. Don't go anywhere. The Wagon Wire, hour number one in the books, presented by Atomic Hay Audio Visual Consultations. 512-255-8678. AVConsultations.com. It's the Bob. Oh, yeah. The Halloween contest. Yes. That's on the other side. Don't go anywhere. The Wagon Wire, 1049, 1019, AM 1260. Stream it live at HornetFM.com.